The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Welcome back to our coverage. You got to look at the camera right over there, Bill. See? There it is. Yep. Our continuing coverage as we break down more of the interrogation of Richard Allen with Delphi Police right before his arrest. This is our fourth segment on it. We have done three pieces already. So please, if you're just jumping into this, go back to the start. If you want to go even further back, there's this first interrogation, which we've also broken down for you as well. So let's continue on with it. And if you're watching on YouTube, you may have noticed the puppy. This is Belle. She's in here all day with me, but she's usually just over there. But I thought, I'm just going to get her a chair, and then she can join us here on camera with all the dark stuff we talk about. Doesn't hurt to have a friend nearby that looks like Belle. Yeah, because she's a puppy. What is she? She is a golden doodle, by the way, and she's about 6 months old. So there you go. If you're really getting wrapped up and you're like, okay, if you're watching this and you need a little psychological break for a second, you can just look down to the bottom right corner of your screen, and there's a puppy. So, and I'm no way trying to make light of any of this, because this is horrible, and the justice for Richard Allen, that's really our point of doing this. So people can be aware of just how crazy this case is. And it's no disrespect to the families of Abby and Libby, but I'm sorry, that killer is either still out there or dead. Because it ain't this guy. Sorry. Let's continue on. I should also note the video. Crime Circus is the source of the interrogation videos.
So tell me. You tell me. Tell me.
This is a Crime Circus presentation.
I think you're involved in this double homicide. That's what I'm telling you because of the facts that
we have. I get that you think that. And I'm telling you I wasn't.
Okay. And if that's all it was, your word against my word, I would be like, okay, Rick, we'll see you later. But I got all this evidence that we can present to a jury of your peers that's going to say, "Bot, Rick did this." But he won't talk to us, though, so we don't know what he is. He's just some crazy monster that chases around teenage girls and wants to torture them and do whatever.
Jesus.
That's what they're going to say. And now your wife and your daughter and your friends and your family have to live with that.
Exactly. They already have to. You've already done the damage.
I didn't do the damage.
You certainly did. You and everybody else.
A round from my gun isn't down there.
I can't explain to you something that I don't understand.
Okay. I wish you could. I wish somebody could.
I certainly wish I could.
Well, sit tight. I'm going to find out what your wife's been telling the other detective. And we'll go through. Okay. I can bring her in here, too. Let her tell you. Maybe she can convince you to tell the truth.
If you're listening, he's sitting there and... You can sense like the hopelessness that you see in him as he's just trying to make sense of this. I don't know how any other way to describe what it looks like.
I'm gonna talk to you, so she's gonna come and talk to you for a minute, okay? Anything else? You need a smoke break? You wanna smoke? You wanna step out back and smoke before you talk to your wife?
If you'll let me, I will.
Do you have a cigarette?
They're in my jacket.
Where's your jacket?
I'm assuming she has it.
Okay. Hang on.
Let's open up a bottle of water and... Again, I mean, we've seen so many interrogation videos. This is just stunning. This is not
water.
How a guilty person acts.
Restroom break, smoke break, anything else? I'll see if she wants to come talk to you. You need nothing else? Water good? You need anything else to drink?
I'm just over this.
I know. Okay. I want to get over it too. I have a job to do. I'm trying to figure shit out.
Get it.
Okay.
These are the people that figure things out there. Let that one sink in. That's why things don't get figured out there. He continues to sit there and then his head's down. Kind of playing with his fingers and just what you do when they leave you to sit for probably 40-50 minutes just to simply observe you. And sometimes it works. Sometimes it reveals some really interesting stuff. In this case, it reveals nothing. It reveals a man who is feeling horribly violated by a system that clearly has some other motive or reason to go after him.
She wants to talk to you.
Okay.
She's calming down a little bit. We basically told her about the same evidence that we have that we told you about. And she's wants to talk to you. She's a little
upset. She's probably terrified.
She is. So she's drinking her water and calming down a little bit. Like I told her, you mentioned it earlier, you're worried about what people are going to think and all this. I get that. But I don't think you're a bad person. Neither does she.
What kind of good person kills two people?
People make bad decisions all the time. I don't know what happened. You know, for all I know, maybe they did something.
What makes two of us?
Well, you have some explaining to do, though. I don't think you can explain why... And other than you think I'm making it up. But good people make bad decisions all the time. Good people get backed into a corner all the time. And I don't know what they did. Maybe. I have a hard time believing they did something. I don't think anybody could do something to deserve to be killed over. But, you know, if somebody gets angry and their medication isn't right or whatever, I'm on medication. If my medication isn't right, maybe I don't make the best decisions. You know, people that are drinking and doing drugs, not saying you do, but when people drink and do drugs or the medication's off, maybe they make bad decisions. Good people do it all the time, but good people get out in front of it and tell the truth and try to help put an end to it. It's over. And she believes it. She doesn't think we're making any of this up. She thinks you're a good person. I think you're a good person. I just think something went wrong. I don't know why or what happened, but only one person can tell me, and that's you.
I can't tell you something that I don't know.
You don't
and
know,
I don't know
you
how to make that any clearer.
You don't want to remember?
Oh, my God. I didn't do anything. I didn't murder two little girls. I didn't help somebody murder two little girls. I wasn't involved in, what'd you say, scheming or whatever. I wasn't involved with these two girls in any way, shape, or form. Never even seen them before.
Talk to you a little bit.
Okay.
You guys can try to sort this out and let me know whatever I can do to help. If you need more water or anything.
Okay.
Need another smoke break. I just feel like you're
you. I said you don't know what to think.
It's tough.
It's not tough, it's bullshit.
I don't think it is.
Okay.
You had a valid explanation of all this. But you don't.
That's what I can't explain something I don't know.
Alright. Well, we'll figure it out.
It is just, I mean, it's heartbreaking. Again, you think this guy, all he did was go for a walk that day. He wanted to get out in the sunshine. Something helpful. Exercise. His anxiety and depression. To tell you what, that walking in sunshine is very good for that. And now, because of that walk, this is where he is.
Yep. So, all right, babe. All right. They're trying to tell me that you actually believe that I did it. I know. You think I'm not? And that's what I told him. I can't explain something I don't understand. I tried to explain to him that there's no way that a bullet from my gun was at a murder scene, because it didn't happen. I didn't even have my gun that day I went out.
I've said this in the other videos, and I don't know if I've said it in this one, but again, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but obviously there's a lot of dark things that appear to have gone on in this case. So Here's my theory. Yes, the bullet was found. The bullet sat in evidence. And then once they got Richard Allen's gun, well, they had a reason to take it out. Evidence, the bullet, and then... surprise, the markings are on it. It almost makes you wonder if the bullet they tested for the markings was the actual evidence one. I'm going to guess they never even tested it all. I'm just going to guess they just went and said, here we go. Rack it. There you go. Put it back in evidence. Take a look. Let's run another one through and see. Look, the two match. This one over here that we just, it's not the evidence one, but the one from the evidence that we happen to also have out for comparison now. So maybe it really did go through his gun, but that is how it went through his gun. At least that'd be my guess in this magical world of Delphi. That's just my conjecture. I can't prove it. It's not fact. But that piece is coming and making some sense now. Let's continue on. This is horrible. Him and his wife in a situation like this.
You know me. You know this isn't something I could do. And I know that you know that. You don't have to tell me that, I know. They really think I did this. And they want me to believe that I know you know I didn't do this. I guess that's what I'm saying. I don't know what they're trying to do here, but I'm not going to say something that's not true, and I can't explain something that I don't understand. The only way for me to explain it is that I don't know, because I'm saying it's not possible. There's no way that a bullet from my gun ended up at a murder scene. I didn't murder anybody. I didn't help somebody murder anybody. You know, I'm not going to sit here and try to convince you. I know you know me. I know you know that I didn't do this. Had anything to do with it. Talk about scheming or something.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know how did a bullet from your gun get out there?
I don't know.
Because they said it came from our gun.
I know that's what they believe me. That's what they're telling me.
But how did it get there?
I don't know.
And they said there was one in your box above your dresser to match it.
They showed me that picture too. I can't explain it. And I don't.
I can't either. They keep asking me, and I don't know how to answer that. There's no way for me to know.
I understand. Me either. And that's what I'm trying to tell them. You want to keep asking me, and I just keep telling you, I can't explain it. I don't know how to explain something that isn't possible. Yeah. But I know. This is what I do know. I know that no bullet from my gun was connected with a murder in any way, shape, or form. And there's no way a bullet from my gun would have been near Abby and Libby's murder or anything else, because I never even seen those girls. Period. And I didn't even have my gun that day. So that's what I'm trying to say. I don't know how to make that any clearer. I don't know how to make somebody understand. I get what he's saying. I don't have a way to explain it.
And they're like, there's a witness that said it was you out there.
Dear, I don't know.
And I'm like, how did they know it was you? And so they said they showed her a picture. And I'm like, of course you were out there.
If they see me out there, they see me out there, dear. And I told them.
Were you on the bridge?
I told them I was on the bridge. I went out to the first trestle.
Oh, okay.
That first thing.
I don't remember you telling me that. I told you weren't on it. But I didn't.
It doesn't. Hon, you're not in any trouble. You didn't do anything. I didn't do anything.
Tell him, right?
Huh?
I didn't know you were on it. I'm sorry.
Well, don't worry about it.
You told me you weren't, so I just was.
No, I told you that I walked.
Okay.
I love you, baby. I don't know what they're trying to do, but I know that that's not what I told you. And I love you. And I just, this is, they're not going to get away with this.
Sad part so far, they are.
This is exactly what I would never want for you, and there's nothing I can do about it. I'm not going to say I did something I didn't do. I'm not.
Yeah.
And I know you know me, and I know you know that I would never do this. All I can say, hon, is you know me. I know, and I know you know me, and I know you. And what they're doing to you right now, I'm not okay with this at all. And they know it, but they're gonna do what they're gonna do. I'm just sorry you're having to hurt. I'm sorry I'm having to go through it. I mean, how? It's like I told them, the damage is already done. You've already talked to people I work with, you talked to neighbors of mine, and I care about what people think. You know I care about what people think.
No.
Hell, I have enough trouble not trying to believe that people think. Half the time I just think they think what I'm thinking. You know what I'm talking about. I'm always worried about what Jory thinks or...
I know.
And they're trying to, you know, talk about my anxiety and depression and shit. And, you know, I've tried to explain to them it's been going on for 7-8 years. Hell, I've had it my whole life. They want me to tell them that I did it. And I'm not going to. I'm not going to admit to something that I didn't do. How stupid is that? I don't care what they do to me. I'm not going to admit to doing something I had nothing to do with. And I'm not going to try to explain something I can't explain. Because I don't know. You tell me. Because I don't know. I just know that I never even carried the gun unless we were going mushroom hunting, tromping through the woods, or fishing along the river. That's the only time I even carried it for the most part. I never even would have, hell, I haven't carried my gun in, I don't even remember a time when I used to carry it. I mean, other than going fishing, like if we were going night fishing.
This is a crime circus presentation.
What happened to Bullet get out there, honey? I can't understand that.
I told you, I can't either, huh? There's two explanations. One is, the bullet didn't come from my gun.
It did, though, honey. The gun ballistics on it.
I get that. Then it didn't come from a murder scene. I don't know what else to say. I get that. I get what they're saying. What I'm telling you is, if that bullet came from my gun, there's no way it was found with their investigation for the murder. There's no way. I can't explain something I have no answer for. They want you to think that I done it. That's what this is all about. They want you to come in here and make me believe that you think I did it, and I know you don't. You know me too well. You know I'd never do something like this, or even be involved with something like this. So they're probably going to come and take you away from me and go at me again. So. Just tell them you want an attorney. And they'll have to let you leave. Don't worry about me. I'm trying to. I don't know what they're doing.
Yes, you do.
There is no way that evidence is going to show that I did
right
this.
Right fucking here, Rick.
You got one piece of evidence that I can't explain.
Multiple. I'm not showing you my whole fucking hand here.
I don't care. I'm showing you I'm done talking.
And now you're going to drag your fucking wife and your daughter through this because you're too fucking bullheaded to get out in front of this and admit that you made a mistake. And whatever the fuck happened out there, we'll never fucking know because you're too big of a fucking... Go ahead.
So tell you I did something.
Tell me
that
the
I
truth.
Do.
The truth, Rick. I don't want to know.
I told you the truth and you don't want to hear it.
The evidence tells me otherwise. The evidence clearly indicates you're involved in this.
No, it doesn't.
It fucking does.
It doesn't. I'm telling you that there is no way that a bullet from my gun was used in these murders.
And I'm telling you that we had this fucking round on February 14th, 2017. It's been secured in a fucking laboratory. And we've tested other guns
I understand what you're saying.
I want her to hear this,
I understand, Rick, what you're saying. What I'm telling you is I can't explain something I don't understand.
Oh, the scientists explained it for you. The lab analysis of analysts have explained that for you. They're saying that this round, without a doubt, came from your gun.
Then you've taken it from somewhere else, then. Because it's not possible.
I did not take it from somewhere else. It was logged in. It was taken as a photograph. You think we fucking went and stole your fucking round and threw it down by a fucking dead girl's foot? This ain't fucking TV. This is realistic.
I understand.
We collected that fucking item on February the 14th. We didn't take it from anywhere else but that fucking scene. And we didn't take your gun from anywhere else. We took it from your fucking
house. I'm telling you, I can't explain something.
And I'm telling you, the fucking analysts explain it. You can't get past this.
Can you please let my wife out?
Absolutely. Come on, Kathy.
I love you, baby. Can I kiss her?
Yeah, kiss her. Do the right thing, Kathy. Tell him to do the right thing.
Jesus.
He knows I will.
Yeah, do the right thing. You're going to put your family through this for no reason.
This is fucking evil. He's sitting down now. He's alone. Looked like he might have shed some tears.
You're gonna pay for what you've done to my wife.
What am I doing?
You wanna fuck with me? Fuck with me. But you leave my wife out of this. Fuck, leave me out of it.
No, you're involved in this. You're fucking around there, Rick.
No, it's not.
I can
not.
See you're getting pissed off. I understand.
I am pissed off. Did you not see my wife?
Did you not see these fucking two girls dead? No, that's what happened. You got fucking pissed off at them. You fucking dragged them down a fucking hill, and you fucking killed them. Don't fucking tell me you didn't!
I didn't kill anybody.
Bullshit! Fucking upset for a reason, not because of
us. Trying to kill somebody.
You're trying to tell me that I'm not making this fucking round shit up, Rick. It is what it is.
I'm done talking. Arrest me.
Happy to. Be fucking happy to, because I tried to fucking help you and you wouldn't fucking do it.
Oh, you're helping me.
Guilty, and I know it, and I'm gonna fucking prove it.
Okay.
And I'm not paying for any of this shit. You're paying. This is on you. This ain't on me. It's fucking on you, Rick.
You had your fucking opportunity.
Fuck. Fucking
believe. That's the end of that. The source of that Crime Circus. Yeah. Crime Circus, who got that out, and we're breaking down the video. That's the end of it. We are going to be going through phone calls next, the jailhouse phone calls. And remember what we're doing here, that we're doing this all in an order. So the first three ones we put out were from the first interview. That was before this one by a little bit of time. And then this is the one where he is ultimately arrested. And then we're going to get into the jailhouse phone calls from the more than a year where he was put into solitary confinement at a prison, not a jail where you normally go when you're waiting for trial, in a prison. Solitary confinement. And transferred in the middle of the night to another one without ever notifying an attorney or anything of that nature. The list goes on and on. There's so many issues with this case. And if you're just diving into it, go to our playlist on it on YouTube or our podcast on it as well. And you can get every piece of information you want, because it goes so deep, and there's so many pieces that we have out there on it. We've been following it for, probably years now. And here's where we sit. We're going to go to those jailhouse phone calls to his family next. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of that. And here's our happy puppy dog. I know I was petting her a bit during that because, if you need the pet, we're gonna put you on camera a lot more. I think people will like you. If you like Belle, let us know. Give us some hearts or, I don't know, barks. Can you do bark dog emojis? I don't know. But do let us know. Press subscribe. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening and stick around.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
So they said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.